Proclamation number 7926 of 24th of June, 1961. Power of faith. False teachings. Spiritual compulsion. I know about every thought that moves you. I know about every question that occupies you. And I always want to give you clarification so that your thinking will be right. So that you will walk in truth. And thus I must certainly say that I will not let a strong faith go to waste, and that, in accordance with such faith, events will also approach the person who carries me in his heart, who strives to live entirely in accordance with my will. But the fact that this faith is sometimes still bound to wrong ideas, if the human being's thinking was wrongly guided, will not cause me to endanger my child's trust by leaving its request unfulfilled. Yet I will also enlighten its thinking more and more so that it will learn to recognize by itself where human statutes or wrong teachings have intruded into the truth in which the human being should live. I will never approve of error or favor it, but neither will I ever disappoint a child which faithfully asks me. Even if his thinking still moves in wrong ideas. Yet I will never be able to convey pure truth through the inner word to those who are bound in their thinking because they were wrongly instructed. These therefore make a direct working of my spirit impossible as long as they don't recognize the baselessness of erroneous teachings themselves and try to free themselves from it by desiring the truth from me myself. Which will always be questionable if they believe to possess the truth. And now the degree of love also speaks to me and to the neighbor how long the person moves in wrong thinking. For love awakens the spirit to life, and this will now instruct the human being from within, i.e., it will cause him to ask questions. Quiet doubts will arise in the human being's heart, he will reflect and find contradictions. And my spirit will also slowly guide him into right cognition until he then consciously turns to me and appeals to me for fullest clarity, for enlightened thinking, for right light. And it will truly shine for him. But where the influence from outside is still too strong, where the human being's own thinking and own opinion on religious teachings is forbidden, there the human being closes himself off to all knowledge as long as he does not consider that he is responsible for himself and therefore also has to make a free decision of will. From my side he will always be presented with the truth, but as soon as it contradicts the spiritual knowledge which he had hitherto considered to be the truth, the free decision will come into play. Thus a reflection on it and his own opinion on it, which he will not be able to evade, for he must irrevocably possess the truth if he wants to be blissfully happy in the kingdom of the beyond one day, because the blissful activity in the spiritual kingdom consists of transmitting truth. Thus to pass on the light into the darkness. And if he does not decide for truth on earth, then he must do so in the kingdom of the beyond. But on earth he has far more possibilities at his disposal. On earth the truth will be conveyed to him again and again, and he will only ever be required to make a free decision of will to mentally deal with all spiritual knowledge. But from my side no coercion takes place. And thus the human being should also never be forcibly influenced. And you humans can be certain that in all of you who feel bound by regulations, thoughts will one day arise as to whether this spiritual bondage can be my will. You will all begin to doubt this one day, and then the hour of decision will also have come for you, when you should and can free yourselves inwardly from spiritual constraint. When you must take responsibility for your soul's salvation yourselves. When you must put me myself first but then also safely reach the aim under my guidance. All bondage is a state which does not correspond to my eternal order. Freedom should always be striven for, Only this in the right way, that I myself am asked for help, and then your thinking will truly also be right, and you need not fear that you will fall into error from one to the other. You will move in the light of truth, and the truth will truly set you free. Amen.